Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Happy Monday. Welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley, that man there, I think, is Errol Smith. Hopefully I've got that right. I should know by now. This new show is brought to you in association with the lovely people at Beer 52. And as a Red Men News viewer, listener, subscriber, or if you're watching this on Facebook, you can get 8 beers, a magazine, and a snack for $5.95 just for the postage. If you go to the link www.beer52.com/redmen, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'll also get Tom to put that in the live chat, and I'll get him to put it in the comments as well. You can get a free case of 8 craft beers, a magazine, and a snack just by paying the $5.95 postage. So get your orders in now and celebrate Liverpool Football Club winning the league. And if you didn't already know, Beer 52 are the world's most popular craft beer discovery club with a new theme of craft beers for their customers every month. Get the offer in the link. Get it now. Get drunk, but drink responsibly. Errol, hi.
How you doing?
All right, mate. Lots of news to get through, as always, considering I thought I was scraping the barrel this morning. But we're going to start with Gini Wijnaldum news, and there's several questions that I want to ask on the back of this to you and the people at home. But according to Empire of the Cop, I've got this from Fabrizio Romano, who tweeted about 10 past one this morning. He was asked, is there any news on Gini Wijnaldum's contract update? And he said, Liverpool are still confident, with a winky emoji face.
Yeah, now, he did.
That could allude to a lot of things. The old winky face. That could be, they're still confident that he'll stay. They're still confident he'll sign a new contract. They're still confident that he might go. You don't know. But I've seen loads of stuff over the weekend, and I think that Thiago sort of kind of played into this era of, like, there seems to be some frustration of, like, some people, and I must stress it is some people, it's not a lot of people, like, it's just come from this thing of, like, genie out is the new thing of, like, getting out of the club. I just don't know where it's come from.
Yeah, it's a bit mad, isn't it? Considering the guy, you know, just over 12 months ago, helped us get to a Champions League final. So we crowned it off number 6. And then a year later, he's part of the team. And I think he's the most... he's one of the midfielders that's had the most appearances in the Prem for us this season. So he's he's part of that structure. He's been a part of that spine all season. And what has that team winning actually achieved? They've just won the league. So it's bonkers, but I feel like that's just the football world and that's the nature. As soon as you get a transfer rumour, it's almost like one superstar's coming in, which current star is going out. I think we're in a position of, we're quite fortunate at the minute that, all things considered, we should be able to keep hold of some of our best players. Like, he's coming out of he's in his prime, probably going to be coming out of it in this next contract that he has. It's probably making sure that he gets the right amount of games, as well as the right amount of money if it's going to be considered that last big contract. He's one of them players that you can rely on game in, game out. When Klopp's needed to turn to a big player, even if it has been to impact, he's come on and he's delivered. I think a lot of people just get carried away with rumours and seeing what the grass is always greener. Oh, he's over there and Bayern, he's going to come over to us and light up the world. Well, he might do, but Gini will still be with us 12 months from now.
Yeah, and I also understand the frustration, because I think the initial debate was how long that contract was going to be.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was going to be 2 years, 3 years. They want someone who's 29 to sign a 4-year contract? Probably not, because you know what goes on after that. But it also, part of me does understand the frustration, because he's not the flashy player. And I said this before we start recording. He's getting some of the shit that Henderson was getting 2-3 seasons ago, because he's not the flashy player, because he doesn't contribute with assists or whatever else. But, you know, his job is to win the ball, recycle play, which, you know, to a football fan is like,
His role doesn't get you off your seat, does it?
No.
You know what I mean? But he's still got deliverable moments, and you know, we'll all hop back to Barcelona for the rest of our lives. But he's still got that ability in him. And I don't know, even before he came to us when he was at Newcastle, he was that little bit more of an attacking player. So I think we've kind of just got to really give credit to him as a professional for the fact that week in, week out, he's delivering a job that Klopp is asking of him. He's not just, I'm a world beater of a footballer, so I'm going to do what I want when I get on the pitch. He's actually sticking to his role and reaping the benefits of that, because as a team now, the team have got success. So I think you kind of take that individual shine off yourself and you sacrifice that a little bit to kind of get an extra 5-10% out of the team. And it's been working. So I wouldn't really want to lose that, because I think that balance of Fabinho, Gini and Henderson has been what's kind of made all the other boys around them level up as well. Having that competition to say we can't dislodge Gini, it makes Ox perform almost every single time Ox is on the pitch.
Yeah, and one more thing that I've seen, it is a question for you, Errol, is like, loads of people have been kicking off about FSG as well, and they aren't perfect. I'm nowhere by saying that they are.
Throw me a club owner that is, though, in this day and age.
The other thing that I was saying this to Tom before, is like, if you get someone over the line, Michael Edwards is the hero. If something doesn't happen, it's FSG's fault. The Gini contract situation is down to Michael Edwards and those people within that still, isn't it? So, like, you know, I've not seen any frustration towards it. I'm not saying, like, kick off at him, Mike, but, you know, have a bit of balance, I think, is my point, which I'm pretty sure won't go down very well. Anyway, some transfer news which could happen. Liverpool could target Norwich and Bournemouth duo with the club prepared to sign left-back. Norwich left-back Jamal Lewis and versatile Bournemouth defender Lloyd Kelly have been named as possible targets with Liverpool prepared to sign cover at left-back. Obviously, this is one of the things that we were talking about last week, Errol. This is called Neil Jones from Goal, but we're citing it from This Is Anfield. So they're prepared to bring in defensive cover, but only for the right player. And because of the situation of a post-COVID transfer market, the fact that you've got to try and convince someone to come in who's going to play second fiddle to Robertson, going after a player from a relegated side, and Bournemouth aren't relegated yet, but you know, they're pretty much there. That makes sense to go and target those. And, like, there's no snobbery towards that, because, like, loads of people that we picked up before.
That's how we got Robbo.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's the sound route to go down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tried and tested in that respect. We've done it. Get the man just before the article, Gini. We did it when he went down with Newcastle that year. Shaqiri, we've done it with him when he went down with Stoke. And obviously, we did it with Robertson, who is the current left back now. I think that's another sensible option given everything that's currently in play with the season being as long as it's been, with the COVID situation still probably going to spill into next season as well, and that obviously going to have a knock-on effect to transfers and the wage structure and everything from the club's perspective of how much they can shell out on new players and stuff like that. I don't see that as a problem. I think it is something that Klopp has leaned on before, and at the end of the day, how many games are we talking? Someone's got to come in and cover for Robbo, because, you know, touch wood, he is still very consistent. He does play a lot of games for us and across all competitions. So I think if we did have someone that could obviously be as competitive and pretty much kind of what we've seen, we've got on Nuba Wing at the moment, where we've got Nico Williams and Trent, you can kind of get to that point now where you can, certain games, you would... Nico Williams got enough faith in the bank for Klopp to say, go on, here's your game. I think that's just all we need now on that left-hand side. And I think the sooner we can get someone in who's of a young mould that can learn the Robbo game from Andy Robertson, the better, really.
It's an easy sell as well, isn't it? If you've just been relegated, your morale and confidence must be on the absolute floor. And then for, like, Liverpool, you know, Premier League, World and European Champions, go, do you want to come play with us? You know, you'd imagine a lot of those players would be up for it as well. And the clubs might need the money as well. You know, everyone's skint is what we've been told. You've been relegated, you're even more skint because you're losing out on shed loads of TV money. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that and all the other topics that we will and have covered. Moving on, Liverpool will only make one marquee signing. Difficult to bring in squad players, says Michael Owen. Yeah, the former Red Striker is not expecting Jurgen Klopp to oversee much movement on field with the next transfer window. He says they'll be quiet. I mean, I'm not sure why he's in ITK or how he knows any of this, but he was talking to, he was asked the question, to be fair to him. BBC Radio 5 live recruitment challenges. And Phil said, I don't think they'll make any. If they make one, it'll be, in my opinion, in terms of sizable ones. You can always buy 16 or 17-year-old kids for the future, things like that. But in terms of impact on the squad, I don't think there'll be many. And this is probably to do with the Gini Wijnaldum stuff, Errol, as well, of like, and the Thiago stuff probably goes hand in hand. Like, it's difficult to bring anyone in this situation. Yeah. But if you've got one of your first team players going out, you need to replace that with first team quality as well.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I think if that, you know, we don't know, but if that was the situation, one going out, the other one coming in, I don't necessarily see that as the marquee sign. And I just see that as like for like, we're yeah. keeping hold of that standard. After that, then, is the argument to say we still do need somebody who is going to be a marquee signing if that was the situation? I think if that was to play itself out, I would want us to get another person in there just to keep it fresh. I mean, if we're losing someone that's helped us achieve so much in the last 2 years, I would like a few new faces in and around it to kind of those guys now, like, well, what do we want to achieve as part yeah. of this? These guys have obviously already reached high heights, but what can we be now saying we're making part of our history along with this group of players?
That'd be nice. Harvey Elliott has replied to someone on Instagram, and this isn't really news.
Like a boss. He's just like a boss.
Yeah, I just thought it was like, just yeah, interesting and mature as well. So he put a tweet out, an Instagram post out the other day, and someone replied to him and said, no medal must suck so much. And he's right, it's not about me, lad, it's about the team. I'm over the moon for them all to receive one. They deserve it all more than anything, so I'm going to be celebrating as a supporter with the fans. So he's a massive Liverpool fan, he's a massive yeah. Red Errol, and the fact that obviously someone such a young age, like, he could have responded to anything. He's made mistakes on social media before, like way before he's with us and a footballer, but also the fact that he's just gone sound, like he's come into this squad. And again, probably immature, but with the likes of Lallana or James Milner, I think we spoke about last week or the week before,
yeah,
teaching the ways off the pitch and how you're supposed to behave and having that mindset to play for Liverpool Football Club, I think is just a compliment to him.
Yeah, well, I think it'd be interesting to see if that was his PR team or his people replying, or if that was genuinely him, given everything that has happened over the last couple of months. But I think either way, I think it's just a great message. He is clearly still a very young man. And what young lad wouldn't, like, I feel like it's the same with, like, Curtis Jones and Trent still. They probably yeah. still feel, they probably pinch themselves in the morning and think it's still a little bit surreal. This, I'm just a Scouser. You know, this is the club that I love. And all these lads bouncing around with a big trophy over there. Oh, yeah, they're my work colleagues. Like,
He's still going to be very much part of it, but it also gives him the incentives, like, for him to go up next season if he's going to play a bit more of a role the season after. Like, there's loads of people like annoyed that he didn't get on the pitch against Arsenal where we played, because, like, he's going to miss out on a trophy, on a medal, sorry. But Klopp's not that emotionally attached, like, as a lot of us are, so it makes sense. So, but good on him anyway. Let's get to some of your comments. Michael Walker says, I want Gini to stay. He's always a decent 7 out of 10 every game. He's very good at what he does. Jemiah B says, don't blame him, to be honest. If he knows his spot isn't secure, remember, most players will want to play in the Euros next year. That's a really good point, isn't it? All these Thiago rumours and probably the delay with his contract. Like, it's not just about what Liverpool want or Liverpool want him to stay. It's also what, like, I think you kind of touched on before, like, what does he want? What does he want for his future and for his family and stuff like that? So, TABVD says, if we don't do everything in our power to keep Van Alden, I will lose a lot of respect for the club. We wouldn't be UCL champions if it wasn't the way he's going to let go. Rob D says, Gini is a vital part of the team. Quality player, experienced lad. Give him another contract. And on the left-back situation, Daniel Leyland says, at this point, I'll take Phil Jones at left-back for cover and Klopp to turn him into a world-class. It seems to have the knack with full-backs. I mean, I get the sentiment there, but I think Phil Jones is a bit out of anyone's reach at this point, isn't Errol?
Yeah, I don't think he's got that much magic in him there, but... Just on that, just lastly on that, Gini, I think out of everyone, I think with the whole contract situation, I'd give him a contract of everything he's done and being a servant to the club and taking us to where we are now. I'd give him a contract quite happily if he never kicked another ball for us in the next 2 years, just because he is going to become like that Milner figure for us, a seasoned professional, an international professional, and he's going to have so much experience to be able to pass on to that next generation and those other midfielders. You just want to keep those in and around your camp as long as you can.
Yeah. Do you think there's also a sense, and I've just made this up off the top of my head, the fact that, like, they won't announce it just yet because, like, we just won the league. Like, maybe we just want to, like, take a light off that. I mean, I know we all want to hear it, like, he's signed or he's, either way, but what's going on? So we can all move on. We can all move forward with our lives. But, like, we're about to lift the trophy on Wednesday. Like, announce it a week after. What's the rush?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's quite sensible as well, to be fair. Yeah. I think there's no rush, there's no pressure. And I think you would have heard murmurs from their camp if there was that kind of pressure.
I'm not seeing it being linked to another club.
at all or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? There's no murmurs, there's no agents like just dropping little leaks or rumors or nothing. So I think on face value, everyone seems content and everyone seems to be on the same page still. And you know, that is, come Wednesday, we'll have the trophy in hand. You'll see Henderson doing his little jig and the rest is history. So yeah,
I might make a rumor up and put it out on the Redmen website and say it was Jack or something so I don't get sacked. We're going to leave it there. Errol, thank you very much. Don't forget, if you want that beer 52, the link is in the description and in the chat. It's £5.95 posting package. You get a magazine, 8 beers and a snack on top of that. And stick around because Mr. Chris Pajak will be here with the starting 11 show. Tom's going to put the link in the chat right now if you're watching on YouTube. He'll also put that in the description. We'll be there. He'll be there in about 15 minutes. It's always entertaining, probably more entertaining than this. So go and see who he has picked as his starting 11. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.